Hey, language lovers, ready to dive deep into the world of HSK5.
Got it.
Today, we are going to unlock the secrets of conquering this exam with the help of some seriously insightful guides.
Awesome.
We've got 2025 HSK Test Complete Guide on Mandarin Exam.
Right.
HSK5 Complete Guide 2025 Test Structure, Score Guide and Tip, and HSK5 Exam, a deep dive. So buckle up, because this deep dive is going to be packed with aha moments.
I'm excited. You know what's so cool about the HSK?
What's that?
It's way more than just a test.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a global passport to a whole world of opportunities. Think about it. Studying in China, landing your dream job that needs Mandarin.
Oh, wow.
Or even just, you know, impressing your friends with how fluent you are.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a bit. For those who are just starting their Chinese language journey, what exactly is the HSK and why is it such a big deal?
So the HSK stands for Hanyu Shuaping Kaoshi. And it's basically a standardized test that figures out how good non-native speakers are at Chinese. It's used by universities, companies, and even the Chinese government to see how well someone knows Mandarin.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like the TOEFL for English or the DLF for French.
Right.
But the best part.
Wow.
It's recognized all over the world.
So it's a pretty huge deal, especially if you're thinking about studying or working in a Chinese-speaking environment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tons of universities in China want you to have a certain HSK level before they even let you in.
Oh, I see.
And lots of employers really look for that HSK certificate as proof that you can actually handle the language.
That makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
Now we are focusing on HSK 5, which is pretty impressive. You're on your way to some serious fluency. So tell us, where does HSK 5 fit in with all the other HSK levels?
Okay, so there are 9 levels in total, starting from HSK 1, which is the most basic, and going all the way up to HSK 9, which is like the ultimate level.
Wow.
Now, HSK 5 is considered advanced.
Okay.
It's for people who've really put in the time to study Chinese. We're talking like 2 or more academic years with consistent study habits.
So that's a level where you can comfortably have everyday conversations, understand more complex topics, and even express yourself really well in Chinese.
Exactly. Think about being able to read Chinese newspapers, enjoy films without subtitles, and maybe even giving a presentation in Mandarin.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I gotta admit, it also sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Can we break down the HSK 5 exam itself? What exactly does it test you on?
Of course. So the HSK 5 exam has 3 main sections: listening, reading, and writing. Each section has its own unique challenges.
Okay, let's tackle these one by one.
All right.
Starting with listening. What should our listener be ready for in this section?
So the listening section is 30 minutes long, and it's split into 2 parts. Part 1 has short dialogues and conversations that happen just once. Think about ordering food, asking for directions, or having a quick chat with a coworker.
Got it.
Then part 2 gets a little harder with longer conversations and passages, like you might hear news reports, lectures, or even parts of movies. It's all about testing if you can understand different types of spoken Chinese, from everyday talk to more formal stuff.
So it's not just about understanding individual words, but also getting the context and the nuances of how people actually speak Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what about reading? What kind of challenges does that section throw at you?
All right, so reading is 45 minutes long and has 3 parts. This section really digs into your reading comprehension and vocabulary.
Okay.
Part 1 is all about filling in blanks in sentences and short passages, which really tests how well you know grammar and how to use words correctly.
Makes sense.
Part 2 focuses on understanding paragraphs and matching sentences to the right summaries. So you got to be able to find the main ideas and put information together.
Okay.
And finally, Part 3 has you reading longer articles and answering multiple choice questions based on what you read. This one needs strong analytical and interpretive skills.
Wow, it sounds like a total workout for your reading skills.
Mm.
Now, I know a lot of language learners, including myself, find the writing section pretty scary. What can you tell us about this part of the HSK 5 exam? What kind of writing skills do they want to see?
So the writing section is 40 minutes long, and its main focus is to see how well you can build grammatically correct sentences and write short essays.
Gotcha.
Part 1 has you creating sentences using specific words they give you. This tests your understanding of sentence structure and your ability to use vocabulary in a grammatically accurate way.
Right.
Then Part 2 wants you to write 2 short essays about 80 words each.
Oh, wow.
You might have to write based on a list of words or maybe get inspired by a picture. This section checks if you can organize your thoughts, express your ideas clearly, and show off your mastery of written Chinese.
So it's not just knowing the characters and grammar. It's about actually using that knowledge to communicate in writing.
Exactly.
Okay, so for our listener who's working hard towards that HSK 5 certificate, What score should they aim for to pass the exam?
To pass HSK-5, you need at least 180 out of 300. That means you got to score at least 60% or higher on all three sections: listening, reading, and writing.
Okay, so it's super important to do well in all three sections. Now, we know that to get to HSK-5, you need a really solid understanding of Chinese vocabulary and grammar. Can you give us a sneak peek into the kind of vocabulary and grammar our listeners should be focusing on?
Absolutely. So for HSK-5, they want you to know about 2,500 words, which is a big jump from the 1,200 words needed for HSK-4.
Wow.
You'll see words like dai, which means truth or reason, and dongji, which means to register.
I can see how those words would be useful in everyday conversations and also in more formal situations. What about grammar? Are there any specific grammar patterns that are super important for HSK-5?
For sure. HSK-5 introduces more complex grammar structures compared to the lower levels. One example is using do to emphasize that you're talking about everything or everyone.
Okay.
Like you could say, yum du nem bin mian bo de shen wei, which means I can smell all the bread.
Mm-hmm. This emphasizes that you can smell all of the bread, not just some of it.
That's a subtle but important difference. I can see how mastering these nuances would really level up your understanding and how you use the language. It's clear that HSK-5 takes things to a whole new level in terms of both vocabulary and grammar. I bet our listener might be feeling a mix of excitement and maybe a little overwhelmed right now.
It's understandable. It can seem like a lot at first, but remember, with the right prep and resources, HSK-5 is totally doable.
Right.
And the rewards are definitely worth all the effort.
That's a great point. It's all about breaking down the challenge into smaller steps and having a solid plan. So let's move on to some insider tips and tricks for conquering this beast of an exam. What are some effective strategies our listener can start using right away?
One of the most important things is to give yourself enough time to prepare.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking months ahead of time, not just weeks. Create a study schedule and stick to it. Practice every day.
Gotcha.
But remember, it's not just about hitting the books. You got to immerse yourself in the language as much as possible.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
You can't just learn Chinese in isolation. You need to experience it live, breathe it.
Yeah.
So what are some fun and practical ways our listener can immerse themselves in Chinese?
There are tons of ways to make learning Chinese part of your daily life. Listen to Chinese music, watch movies and TV shows, even try reading Chinese articles or books online.
Okay.
The more you surround yourself with the language, the faster you'll pick it up. It's like creating your own little China wherever you are.
I love that analogy, making Chinese a part of your world, not just something you study. Speaking of studying, what about those all-important vocabulary words? Any tips for making those 2,500 words feel less scary?
One really good technique is to learn vocabulary through themes or topics.
Okay.
Instead of just memorizing random lists of words.
Right.
So say you're into technology. Focus on learning words related to computers, software, AI, things you actually find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This way you're learning vocabulary in context, which makes it way easier to remember and use naturally.
That's such a smart strategy. It's like you're making those words come alive, connecting them to your own interests and goals. It's like building a mental map of vocabulary instead of just a random jumbled list. Now let's talk about the writing section. How can our listeners specifically prepare for the challenges of writing in Chinese?
The key to better writing is, you guessed it, writing.
Right.
Challenge yourself to write essays on different topics using the HSK-5 vocabulary and grammar. And don't worry about making mistakes.
Yes.
That's how you learn. There are also some really cool online platforms like LangCorrect that can give you feedback on your writing and help you see where you can improve.
LangCorrect, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like having a personal writing coach in your pocket. Okay, so we've talked about immersing ourselves in Chinese content, learning vocabulary strategically, and practicing writing. What about speaking? Any advice for our listener on how to improve their conversational Chinese?
Absolutely. Find a language partner or a tutor who can help you practice speaking in real life situations. And don't be shy about using your Chinese, even if you make mistakes. The more you speak, the more fluent and confident you'll become. There are also language exchange apps and websites where you can chat with native Chinese speakers for practice.
That's so important. Speaking with native speakers is such a valuable way to get better at speaking. Refine your pronunciation and learn those little things that textbooks just can't teach you. Speaking of resources, let's not forget about all those awesome digital tools out there for HSK learners.
Sweet.
Apps like Anki and Pleco are fantastic for learning vocab and recognizing characters.
Definitely.
And if you want a more structured learning experience, platforms like Hello Chinese offer interactive lessons, quizzes, and even mock tests.
It's really amazing how tech can make language learning so dynamic and engaging. And speaking of technology, one of the most important things is to get familiar with the HSK5 exam format and practice managing your time. You can find mock tests online that are just like the real exam, which can help you feel more confident and ready on test day.
Mock tests, the dress rehearsal for the big day. I love that. It helps you get comfortable with the format pacing and the overall feel of the exam. Now let's talk about listening comprehension. Any tips for tackling that part of the exam?
One great way to train your ear is to listen to Chinese podcasts and radio shows regularly.
Okay.
This will not only help you understand spoken Chinese better, but also expose you to a wider variety of vocabulary accents and speaking styles. It's like a workout for your ears.
I love that. A workout for your ears. And I bet it helps you pick up on those subtle cultural things you might not get just from textbooks.
Exactly. And don't underestimate how important it is to stay up to date with current events in China.
Oh, right.
You might come across content related to current affairs in the HSK5 exam, so it's good to have a basic understanding of what's happening in the country.
That's a great reminder. It shows that learning Chinese isn't just about mastering the language. It's about connecting with the culture, staying informed, and engaging with the world around you. Now, we've talked a lot about strategies, resources, and study tips, but what about the mental game? Any advice for our listener on how to stay motivated, manage stress, and ultimately succeed on the HSK5 exam?
You know, it's so important to remember that the journey to HSK5 is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
There will be challenges, setbacks, moments of frustration.
Uh-huh.
The key is to stay positive. Be kind to yourself and celebrate how far you've come along the way.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to take breaks, recharge, and come back to studying with fresh energy and excitement. You got this.
That's such a powerful message. It's all about finding joy in the process, not just focusing on the end goal. Now, before we move on to our next section, where we'll explore some fascinating examples of HSK5 vocabulary and grammar, let's take a moment to recap what we've covered so far.
Sounds good.
We've demystified the HSK exam.
Yeah.
Explored what makes HSK5 unique. And discovered a bunch of resources and strategies to help you succeed. But most importantly, we've emphasized that getting to HSK5 is about more than just passing a test. It's about opening up a world of opportunities, expanding your horizons, and connecting with a vibrant and fascinating culture.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now, with that solid foundation, let's dive into some real-life examples of HSK5 vocabulary and grammar. Get ready for some aha moments as we decode the magic of the Chinese language.
Let's go. All right, so are you ready to unlock some serious vocabulary and grammar power?
Oh yeah, I'm all ears. Especially after you mentioned that HSK5 wants you to know like 2,500 words. That's a lot of words.
It's definitely a challenge, but it's totally doable. Remember those examples we talked about before, like dargli for truth and dungji for to register?
Yeah.
Those are just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, so what other cool vocab words are waiting for us at the HSK5 level?
Well, let's say you're scrolling through social media and you see this huge debate going on. The word tur, ziyuyi, which means controversy. That's an HSK5 word. Imagine being able to understand all those online discussions in Chinese.
I know, right? That would be so cool. What other words would make me sound super smart?
How about pingdang, meaning equality?
Yeah.
You could be talking about social issues or fighting for important causes, all in fluent Chinese.
Wow, that's incredible. Pingyang. I'm adding that one to my list for sure. It's amazing how language can like give you the power to really engage with the world.
Definitely.
But vocab is only part of the story, right? Grammar can be a real brain twister.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What are some of those essential HSK5 grammar patterns that our listeners should be ready for?
Remember how we talked about do and how it can be used to show that you're including everything or everyone?
Yeah.
Well, it can also be used to highlight a contrast or a contradiction. For example, you could say, Tamen du shu han gok xing chu le da, which means they were all happy except him.
Oh, I see.
Adds a little drama, right?
Yeah, it does. Like a little spice to your sentences. What other grammar gems are out there?
Well, if you want to talk about a condition and what's likely to happen because of it,
okay.
The structure, Rugen Yu, is your new best friend. For instance, Rugen, as Shan Zuexi, Juneng Tungguo Kyushi. This means if you study hard, you will be able to pass the exam.
That's pretty straightforward. I like how Chinese grammar can be so clear and logical.
It is right. And speaking of putting things together, let's not forget budan.ering. This is perfect for saying not only, but also.
Okay.
Like you could say, da budan han pyeongyang, erki han chungming, which translates to, she is not only beautiful, but also intelligent.
Budan erig. I'm definitely going to use that one. It sounds so elegant. But grammar can sometimes feel kind of dry and theoretical.
Right.
Any tips for making those HSK5 grammar patterns feel more real and easier to remember?
The best way to really get it is to see it in action. Look for examples of these structures in real life stuff, like in those Chinese dramas you love or those articles you read online.
Makes sense.
And try using them yourself when you're practicing writing and speaking.
So it's about making those connections between the rules and how people actually use them.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of repetition.
Oh, yeah.
Flashcards, apps like Anki, even just writing things down by hand can help those grammar patterns stick in your brain.
Repetition is key. It's like building muscle memory.
Yeah.
But for grammar, I want to go back to something you said earlier about using the language in real life.
Right.
It's one thing to know the rules and words, but it's a whole other thing to be able to use them naturally in a conversation.
Yeah.
How can our listener bridge that gap between what they learn in a textbook and actually being fluent?
The real magic happens when you step outside of your comfort zone and actually start using the language.
That's true.
Find a language partner, join a language exchange group, or just strike up conversations with native Chinese speakers whenever you can. Don't be scared to make mistakes. That's how we all learn.
I love that. Embrace the mistakes. It's all about seeing them as learning opportunities, not as failures.
Exactly. And remember, being fluent isn't about being perfect. It's about getting your message across and connecting with people. Focus on communicating, even if your grammar isn't always perfect.
I like that. It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. The more you use the language, the more natural and easy it will become.
That's encouraging. It's about changing our mindset. I want to highlight one more thing about vocab and grammar.
Yeah, okay.
It's easy to get caught up in all the technical stuff. But let's not forget how beautiful and rich the Chinese language is.
Absolutely. HSK5 vocabulary and grammar aren't just for passing a test.
Right.
They're keys to a whole world of expression, culture, and human connection.
I love that. So with our vocabulary and grammar muscles all warmed up and our minds buzzing with possibilities, let's move on to the final part of our deep dive. We're going to explore all the amazing things that await those who conquer HSK5. Okay, so we've made it. We've explored the ups and downs of HSK5, learned some seriously impressive vocab, and even tackled some grammar that could make your head spin. All for this one goal, this HSK5 certificate. But now the big question. What's waiting for you on the other side of this exam? What doors does HSK5 actually open?
Okay, picture this. You've totally nailed the HSK5. Your certificate is up on your wall, and suddenly you're getting offers from the best universities in China.
Whoa.
Yeah, HSK5 is more than just a piece of paper. It's like your VIP pass to an incredible education experience in another country.
I'm already getting chills. Studying in China with native speakers, immersing yourself in the culture. It sounds amazing. But what about for people who are thinking about the working world? How does HSK5 change things for job opportunities?
In today's job market, knowing Mandarin fluently is like having a secret weapon.
Right.
With an HSK5 certificate, you're not just another face in the crowd. You're someone companies really want. They're always looking for people who can bridge the gap between China and the rest of the world.
I see.
Think about it. Industries like finance, tech, tourism, even healthcare, they all have these strong connections to China, and they need people who can speak the language.
So it's not just about finding any job.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right job, the one you're passionate about and that lets you connect with the world.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget about the personal growth that comes with achieving something this big.
Right.
Learning a language like Chinese really stretches your mind, broadens your horizons, and helps you see things from a whole new perspective. It's a journey of self-discovery, exploring another culture, and pushing past your own limits.
It's like they say, a different language is a different vision of life. And with HSK5, you're not just seeing a different vision, you're living it. You can connect with people from a different culture on a much deeper level, understand their humor, their values, their way of life. It's so powerful.
It really is.
Yeah.
And with the confidence you gain from mastering HSK5, you can navigate cultural differences, build real relationships, and even help create more understanding between China and the rest of the world.
It's like you're becoming a global citizen with language skills and cultural understanding to actually make a difference.
I like that. And remember that feeling of accomplishment we talked about. Passing HSK5 is a big deal. It takes dedication, hard work, and a real love for the language.
For sure.
It shows that you're willing to challenge yourself and push yourself to learn.
It's like climbing a mountain and finally reaching the top. Yeah. You look back at everything you did to get there and feel proud of how far you've come.
Yeah.
And then you realize the view from up there is even more amazing than you thought it would be.
That's a perfect way to put it. So for everyone out there who's starting their journey to HSK5, remember this. It's not just about the end goal. It's about how you change and grow along the way.
Right.
Embrace those challenges, celebrate your wins, and never stop exploring the beauty of the Chinese language and culture.
That's so inspiring. Well, expert speaker, thank you so much for sharing all this amazing knowledge and for making this deep dive into HSK5 so interesting and motivating.
It was my pleasure. I'm really rooting for all our listeners out there on their HSK5 adventure.
And to all our listeners, remember, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, or in this case, maybe a single character. So take that first step, embrace the challenge, and watch as a whole world of possibilities opens up to you. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the limits of what you can achieve.